Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Grace Marie Turner is here, ladies and gentlemen, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years she's been hanging out with us, and for all that time, especially the first, I'm going to say 11 years, she spent a lot of time with us talking about market-based healthcare solutions. Right, Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
So nice to be with you, Jim.
President of Gaydon Institute, ladies and gentlemen, the premier, the absolute number one expert on market-based public policy, healthcare public policy in the world, the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, which is being quoted on the news channels these days because it was so prophetic. Grace Marie, for all those years, you and I were talking about market-based healthcare solutions. We were trying to push through the Enzi bill back in, what was it, 06 or 07, I forgot, 5 or 6, to allow people to buy across state lines. That failed. And you've worked hard to promote health savings accounts. And now we wind up with Obamacare, which is nothing more than a bad form of health savings account.
Right. I was reading a Facebook post by somebody who said, you know, and we have had successes, Jim. You know, health savings accounts were really transformative, giving small businesses deductibility for their health insurance.
We loved ours.
We have, you know, Part D is really a very good way of administering a federal government benefit by giving consumers choice, real competition. So we've had successes, but this Obamacare thing is just killing people. And open enrollment started yesterday, and as a result, people are seeing for the first time the real premium increase.
Well, we're not seeing it for the first time. We're seeing it for the, we've been seeing it, but the, well, for this
well,
segment,
for,
I want to
for next year's premium.
Oh yes, oh I see. Yes, see what you mean for next year. But I just want the record to show, folks, that on this show, you can go back. We have the archives. You can go back and listen. We keep the record, and I wrote it. I wrote about it, and in my own way, Grace Marie makes a living writing about these things. She is on record so many places with her prophecies, and my parroting her because I agreed with her 100%. Grace Marie, we warned people before Obamacare was Obamacare that kind of program would not work. When it looked like it was going to be Obamacare, we warned people it was going to work. When we saw what we thought we knew about it, we warned people it wasn't going to work. And on and on and on. And now, all the hard work that you did, all the things that you told people, are now coming to pass.
That is exactly right. Chapter after chapter in our book, which we wrote just a few months after this passed in 2010, said this is what's going to happen to families and taxpayers and small businesses and physicians. And over, the news is playing out exactly. And it's because they don't understand how the U.S. economy works and how people behave and how you need to get the incentives right. They just thought, well, we have a problem. We'll write another regulation to fix that. Well, that caused other problems.
And they had to write
10 more regulations.
It started falling apart day one.
It did.
The 1099 provision fell off first and then on and on. Folks, and one of the things that I said from the beginning, and I kept saying it, and I'm saying it again even today, Obamacare was never about reform. You could see the bones it was made on, that the bones that they put together to make this thing were not reform bones. They were bones that it was all about control, wasn't it? It was never about reform.
It's really about pulling control over health care decisions into Washington with politicians and bureaucrats, not doctors and patients.
And remind people about this. There's this one element, folks, that has absolutely come to pass that Grace Marie and her peers, only one or two out there, warned you about, and that's the death spiral. got 35 seconds. Tell us, remind us about the death spiral.
Well, we've said that if you charge young people, help the young people more, they're not going to buy the policies. Your pools will wind up older and sicker.
You need young, healthy people to pay
and
the bills of the older, sicker people.
And that's one of the reasons that premiums are soaring. Plus, people can just buy in when they're sick.
Right.
Now, what kind of insurance is that?
Which we already knew they would do because of the Massachusetts example.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. And once again, Jim,
Romney warned him about this.
He did, but he also gave them the template to...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He gave...
create this.
But, folks, the death spiral is what's going on right now. Young people are not buying in. They don't have enough money to pay for things. Premiums are going up, consequently, and insurance companies are leaving states, entire states. They're pulling out.
Yeah.
And that's called the death spiral, and Grace Marie Turner warned everyone about this. Quick break. More to come with Grace Marie after these messages. Galen, GALEN.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.